The death of Cindy Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
That's an extra note on that one.
75. She's quite young.
Yeah. I mean, by today's standards. But passing away yesterday, according to her family.
And let's see, Penny Marshall died about, 4 years ago, something like that?
2018. Yep.
Is that what because I heard it was mentioned because she was the same age, too.
Same age, yep, okay. 75.
Yeah.
But I think Penny Marshall was, she was a heavy smoker, and it seems like she had some, her death was related to her heavy smoking. And
yeah.
All I've seen is, it says in the stories I've seen, is a brief illness.
Right.
For Cindy Williams.
Yeah,
right.
Cindy Williams.
But, I mean, you could easily say that Laverne and Shirley were like the baby boom generation's Lucy and Ethel.
Hey, for a comedy comparison.
And some, I would say a comedy comparison, because what I thought what Lucy and Ethel did pretty well at times wasn't just their dialogue, but it was their physical comedy. And that's exactly when you watch those, especially like the first few seasons of Laverne and Shirley, that's what they excelled at and why that show, I believe, wasn't it number one at one point?
For quite a while.
Yeah. Not bad for a spinoff on Happy Days.
No.
And when you see their characters when they're first introduced on Happy Days as dates for Richie and Fonzie, they're a little different. A little different, yeah. but funny. And you could see that's where the executives and Gary Marshall, of course, Penny's brother, could tell, wait a second, we may have something with these two. And, of course, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, they played off each other very nicely.
Oh, they did. And you have to say, the beginning. The beginning of every episode with the Schmazel. I mean, that's part of pop culture history. Everybody, I mean, that song and that theme song, that beginning was like one of the greatest openings in TV show history. It stuck with everybody.
I did not know this, that, you know, she was an American Graffiti.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I knew that.
I knew that, but what I didn't know was this, because that gave her a connection to George Lucas.
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're
that?
Going. Yeah, go ahead, share it. Go.
That it says here in the story that George Lucas considered her for the role of Princess Leia.
Yes,
I saw that too this morning.
You saw that too?
I didn't. I would have never.
Wow.
That would have been
different.
Really different.
Can't say that. Now, so we only know Carrie Fisher
exactly.
in that role.
That's the thing. Yes.
We don't know what Cindy Williams would have been able to do with it. I don't know. It would have been different.
Talented actress. She could have owned that role herself imagine what she would have done with it.
Right.
You know?
But Carrie had that kind of that wry sense of humor to her, though, in a way that I think that's what worked for that role. A little bit of sarcasm always behind what she was saying. So I don't know. I don't know if Cindy Williams could have pulled that off. Not sure. But still, I'd say she still had a decent career.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Fun memories, of course, and we'll always have those memories.
And that's the thing about American Graffiti, too. I mean, that really put George Lucas on the map, gave Ron Howard more of sort of his second act because, you know, he was still Opie to many people at that time, introduced us to some guy named Richard Dreyfuss and also some guy named Ford that would work with Lucas, you know, a couple of years later. It's remarkable, remarkable movie.
Yeah, imagine they could have had Ford and Williams both.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, can I read real quick? I brought this up, too, because I knew you were going to bring this up. With Cindy Williams dying, this means that Michael McKean, I believe, is the last surviving member of the Laverne and Shirley cast. That's Lenny.
Oh,
and he said,
right.
And all he tweeted yesterday, he said, backstage season one. I'm off stage waiting for a cue. The script's been a tough one, so we're giving it 110%, and the audience is having a great time. Cindy scoots by me to make her entrance, and with that glorious grin of hers, she says, show's cooking. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. And that's that. So, yeah, he's the last one.
Nice memory for somebody who would
because
know.
I guess I didn't remember Squiggy dying.
Yeah, he died about 2020 or 2021, something like that. Yep. Yeah, he was dealing with health issues, too.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, we try and have those memories when we have a chance to. Of course, a lot of times you hear them in other entertainment and news reports, too.
What was the name of her cat? Remember she had the stuffed cat?
Oh,
God.
I remember the stuffed cat. Oh, my gosh.
What was the name of her cat?
Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers.
I blew the trivia.